What now for Bluebell Creameries? The company announced last night that it is recalling all of its products after some were linked to a listeria outbreak. That outbreak has sickened 8 adults in Kansas and Texas. 3 have died. CEO Paul Krusi said in an online video that he is heartbroken over the situation.
Ice cream is a joy and a pleasure to eat. It certainly is for me, and I do it every day. And it should never be a cause for concern. And for that, we do apologize, and we're going to get it right.
Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal joins us with more on this. And Jason, we should say Bluebell distributes frozen desserts in about half the country. It started recalling certain products in March, but recalling everything that they have out there, this must be unprecedented.
Not completely unprecedented. There have been other cases with baby cribs where they've had to recall entire line because of babies dying in those cribs. And there was a 2008 salmonella outbreak that this reminds me of that was with Peanut Corp. That company ended up declaring bankruptcy at the end of it. It was insurvivable. So the question here is, you know, what does this mean for this 108-year-old company? Because this is very serious with these 3 deaths that you just mentioned in the Kansas hospital, 5 other people in Kansas and Texas sick. With listeria, which causes fever, muscle aches, and gastrointestinal systems. This has been an ongoing thing that didn't go away with the first recall.
Well, and do they have to do more? Obviously, when they recall everything, they can say, you know, we're getting all of the bad product off the shelves. We're getting it out of the hands of consumers and trying to make sure that what's already a problem is not a problem anymore. But what about going forward? Do they have to do something else to remedy whatever caused this in the first place?
Well, here's what they're doing. They're implementing a process to test all their products before releasing them to market, and they plan to resume their distribution soon in a limited way. The company also says expanding its cleaning and sanitation system, beefing up its employee training. It's going to expand its swabbing system to 800% to include more surfaces. The journal reached out to a number of public relations crisis management executives and experts, one of them named Judy Fair. She's the chair of Public Relations Society of America. She's an MBA business with an MBA business school program. And here's what she said. She said, the company made a classic crisis communications mistake, assuming this was an isolated incident requiring limited action, and it blamed the problem on one machine producing a limited amount of frozen snacks, shut it down, recalled those products. It later asserted those products were untainted and that had never been recalled before. Problem solved. Well, not so fast. More problems existed. They also there's others who've criticized them to the journal, saying that, you know, this company's letters and responses have seemed like they were written by lawyers. They don't have a human touch to them. So that's maybe why we're hearing from the CEO with that sound that you just played.
Are legal charges likely to be brought in a case like this?
That could be the case. Very, very much could be the case. I mean, that certainly happened a number of times. And when you have deaths involved, that would not be
right.
Surprising in the least.
And Jason, this is, we should say, something that this product, very popular in hospitals. We know that some of the people who were sickened were in hospitals at the time. We'll have to see what happens with hospitals, whether they decide to change the products that they have and serve to their patients. But we will be following this story. Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal with the latest on the recall of all products from Bluebell Creameries. Jason, thank you.
Thank you.